seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Looking for resources and services related to vision loss? The trained staff of the American Printing House for the Blind Connect Center Information and Referral Line are here to help. Call 1-800-232-5463. Or visit our website, aphconnectcenter.org, to access our community calendar, our directory of services, as well as our websites. The APH Connect Center, providing resources to guide children, parents, adults, and job seekers who are blind or visually impaired to greater independence and success in their lives. Call 1-800-232-5463. Or visit aphconnectcenter.org for more information.
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and the vision loss. Serving Orange, Central, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
I'm beneath it.
Welcome to the Blind and Beyond.
The host would like
show.
You to unmute
it's
your microphone.
The one and only brother Chris Shaw on the ones and twos with you, doing what I know how to do. So glad to be back in service with you.
We're going to make this thing pop, and we're going to do what we need to do and make it right. So it's the Blind and Beyond radio show right here, right now on the Station of the Nation. We're going to go to the phone line, and let's link up with everybody. Mike, Lynn, Sheila, are you there?
I am.
We are here. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's right. We're live from Orlando, Florida. Looks like we're squared up once again. Once again. Hope everybody's with us. If you're driving the car, don't touch that dial. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We're live from Orlando, Florida. So, folks, if you're tuning in for the first time, you want to know what all this is about? Well, we are the bridge. The bridge. That's what we say. We're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. Before we get started, I want to introduce to the players today. To my left, my beautiful wife, co-host Lynn Gold. Are you there, Lynn?
I am here by hook or crook. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the May 9th Mother's Day show, and we're glad you're with us.
And the one, the only, the one that knows everything about everything and everything and about everything, the one, the only, the beautiful Chris, no, Sheila Young.
Good evening, everybody, and happy Mother's Day. I don't know everything, trust me. But thank you for the confidence, Michael.
And behind the scenes in the radio station, that's right. This is not a podcast. This is a radio show. We're on the radio. That's right. If you're listening to the show, we're on the radio. In the studio, our engineer, our producer, Chris Shaw. Are you there, Chris? Are you feeling better, Chris?
I am feeling a whole lot better. I'm back so fresh and so clean. Don't wipe me down. Ready to get down with the boogie down.
We're glad you're back, Chris.
Glad you're back.
I'm glad to hear your voice. I'm glad to hear you. I'm glad to see you, too, all at the same time. I'm visualizing you in the studio with me.
Well, we're just sitting at our dining table. That's where we are right now. And I wanted to say, Sheila, we're happy that you're with us. It's tradition, right, Sheila? Every Mother's Day.
Happy
Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to every mother that is listening and every soon-to-be mother. And if you're not a mother and you got a pet, you got a car, you pay bills, happy Mother's Day to you.
Hey, Chris,
you have her
for those people, we should play Mother-in-Law. See if you can find the song by Ernie K. Doe. This is not a trivia. Mother-in-Law.
And Hermes did that one, too.
What, Mother-in-Law?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I never knew Hermes did, but Ernie K. Doe was the original.
Well, I'm sure they were the original, but that was before my time.
I told you.
Thanks, Dave.
So you folks out there in Radio Land,
Radio.
Just want to tell you something right now. We got a great trip tonight. Yes, for all your mothers, stay close. Maybe win some money today, win some prizes.
Some money.
Well, prizes. That's what I'm saying about money, prizes. We can win a lot of prizes. So, Lynn, you got any shout-outs for anybody out there?
No, quite.
You don't have any shout-outs.
No, I don't.
You don't have
a shout-out to you all
the time. You're always yelling at me, I know that. And what about you, Sheila Young? You have any shout-outs?
I do have a couple. I know that my sister and her will have a wedding, a 42nd wedding anniversary in a week. So happy early anniversary to them. And my granddaughter is graduating from high school a week from Friday, and I will be going to her graduation.
In Mississippi?
I'm going to her graduation, so congratulations to my dear Trinity Camille Young, graduating from high school and going to the University of Alabama.
So, wow, Alabama.
When are you going to, Sheila?
I'm flying out on the 20th. And her graduation's the 21st.
No kidding.
Of what, May?
Uh-huh.
I think I saw her picture on Facebook. She's very pretty.
She is absolutely gorgeous.
She is. Low's my hair.
So smart. And she takes after her daddy.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Not after her grandma, for sure.
But she's going to go to University of Alabama.
Good school. Good football school, too.
Yeah.
Well, she's very smart. So I'm very proud of her.
And Chris, how about you? Do you have any shout-outs? And how was
Nakia's
Mother's Day today?
Yeah, I definitely got to give a shout-out to my beautiful, lovely wife, who is my number one. she happy Mother's Day to her, as well as my mother-in-law, because when you pulled up the song, I got one of the best mother-in-laws in the world. She is phenomenal, and she is thebomb.com. So those are my two
songs. Did you find the song Mother-in-Law?
You know I did. You know I did.
See if you can find it. See if you look.
He said he's
multiple. Yes. Yes.
The worst person I know.
Mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law. She worries me so.
Mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law. If she leave us alone, oh, we would have a happy home. Sent from down below.
Ernie K. Doe, mother-in-law. Down the road, famous trivia. Remember the name, Ernie K. Doe. Ernie K. Doe, mother-in-law. Hey, listen, folks. The phone number to call if you want to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. That's the phone number for trivia or anything you want to call in. And by the way, I got to tell you this right now. Go to our website when you get a chance. Check us out. All the sponsors and if you miss any of the shows, the last, believe it or not, over 300 shows are archived. Over 300 of them are archived, believe it or not. That's right. They're all there, except the two shows from the hurricane. But phone number, well, I'm going to give you, if you want to archive any of the shows, this show or any other show, it's Blind and A&B, Blind and Beyond. RadioShow.org, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And if you want to write to us, just put a Michael in front of that. Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Okay, it's very simple. blindandbeyondradioshow.org. You want to write to us, it's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow. You want to write to us and tell us what's doing in your area? We'd love to hear from you. Wherever you are, write to us. Let us know what you're doing. We'll give you some shout-outs and pass the word. There are a lot of things happening on the show. Glad Chris is feeling better. And Chris, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
I'm glad you're feeling better, Chris. We missed you. Glenn did a hell of a job.
Yes,
we missed Glenn.
Glenn, if you're listening, we appreciate you
and
everything that you've done to help us the last few weeks.
And let me give Glenn a shout out for helping and stepping in for me to help me out. I appreciate that. Thank you, Glenn.
Right, and happy Mother's Day to Angela.
Happy Mother's Day, Boss Lady Angela.
Okay.
Hey, folks.
We're going to go to break, Mike.
If you have something to say about your mother or mother-in-law, you can call us, too, 407-894-1680. Okay, right now, I got to say something about... Oh, we're going to break. We're going to break. We'll be right back. Later on, I'll tell you something about my mother, because she would love my wife. Talk to you soon. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Living with diabetes can be exhausting, especially when trying to find accurate information and community support. The Diabetes app is looking to change that. The Diabetes App is a free social media platform where people living with diabetes or caring for someone with diabetes can find the community support they need while accessing professional information. Users can access the platform both online and on their phones, giving users the ability to access resources wherever, whenever. With the Diabetes App, resources such as podcasts, live streams, articles, and recipes become easily accessible. Download the Diabetes App today through the Blind and Beyond website under Sponsors, or find us on the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and at www.thediabetesapp.com. We cannot wait to show you around.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Are you looking for a way to connect with leaders in the blindness and low vision field? Sponsor with VisionServe Alliance to get access to over 120 CEOs, executive directors, and other decision makers. Be an exhibitor at our spring or fall conference to share your products and services, network with your target market, and gain valuable leads from around the country. Want to sponsor right now? Share your services in our newsletter, on our social media, and with live commercials before our virtual events. Find out more and get in contact with us at visionservealliance.org/sponsorship.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of VisionServe Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join VisionServe Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-VisionServe.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We are definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. As I started to say before, we very rudely interrupted with the break. Yes. I was telling you about mothers. And I'll tell you right now, my mother, may she rest in peace, would be very proud of my wife, the way she's taking care of me. Because one thing I have to say to you folks, I got the greatest, and I mean the best wife there is. She's my wife, my mother with love, because she's my nurse. She's my best friend. She's all the above. Even when I got I still love her. I might not like her at that minute, but I still love her. And after I realized we had a fight, it was my fault, always my fault, because she knows. I learned that a long time ago. It's her fault. No, it's my fault. Because in a good marriage, I have to say yes. Not no, yes. And it's always my fault, not hers. So now we know the rest of the story. Now we're going to go to trivia. Trivia time, trivia time, trivia time. Oh, Sheila, this is your trivia. You're up, Sheila. Your trivia. Sheila, you there? Well, I guess Sheila left town, too.
Sheila now. What's going on
Sheila,
now?
Sheila? Sheila?
She's there. She just moved away from the...
Sheila, you there? Well, we're going to play your song, Sheila. Trivia time. Okay, trivia... 407-894-1680. That's who's singing this song. Who's singing this song? Play the song, Chris. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song? Oh, yeah.
Lost my job, came home mad. Got a hug and a kiss, and that's too bad. She said, I can go to work until you find another. I thought, I like the sound of that. Watch TV and take long naps. Go from a hard-working dad to being Mr. Mom. Well, papers mailed in a Maytag dryer. Oh, crayons go up one drawer higher. Rewind Barney for the 15th time. Breakfast 6, naps at 9. There's bubblegum and a baby's hair. Sweet potatoes.
Okay.
We're doing trivia. We're doing trivia. We'll have to wait a minute.
Okay.
Okay, trivia time. Okay, who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? Sheila?
I feel cheated.
Why?
You play your songs a whole lot longer than you play mine. I feel cheated.
Oh, well, just for tonight, because Lee left her grandchildren with her husband right now so she could join us for a few minutes. We shortened her song.
Let's see if anybody even knows the song.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. If anybody knows the song, which I don't think they will, sure, then I'll play it longer. Let's see.
Sure.
Let's see if anybody knows it.
Let's talk to Lee first, and then after we
talk to Lee. Okay.
Happy Mother's Day.
Well, we're waiting to hear from somebody for trivia. Let's talk to Lee Massey.
Hi. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there.
Hi.
How are you? You know, I have, correctly been with my daughter and her newborn and her 21-month-old son all week because circumstances that were not expected left her with these two kids here by herself. The rest of the family had to go back to Panama early. And the day that they left, her 21-month-old got sick. And we thought it was first an ear infection, but it turned out to be croup. And guess what grandma has now?
Oh, no.
Yeah. But it's, you know what, he's worth it. They're both worth it. And we celebrated Mother's Day together, blowing our noses.
I can hear it in your voice. Are you coughing?
Oh, yeah.
I was up
all night.
Wow. Well, we won't keep you long. We just wanted to say happy Mother's Day, and maybe you had some news to tell us about Vision Serve Alliance.
Tell us a little about Vision Serve Alliance.
For those of you who don't know, Lee Nassahi is president and CEO of the Vision Serve Alliance. So would you like to tell everybody a little bit, if you're up for it?
Yeah, so we're a national association of lighthouses, schools for the blind, national organizations like the American Council of the Blind and AFB and APH and all those organizations that have one mission in common, which is how can we enhance opportunities and services and products for people who are blind and visually impaired, are eligible to belong. And we have about 130 organizational members right now. And we just had our spring virtual conference last week. We had something like 325 people registered, which was great because, you know what, people are pretty sick of virtual events, I got to tell you.
Well, you went to St. Louis, right?
I went because I did that with our November fall conference as well, which was virtual, because I have two staff there, and I flew in, and the chairperson of our board, Lauren Branch, from Oklahoma City, flew in, and it's just easier for the four of us to be together to broadcast the whole thing. But it was virtual, and it was, I think, a big success again. We had three fantastic keynote speakers and lots of other sessions. And as good as it was, I hope I can say that the last time we ever have to do a virtual conference.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, hopefully that'll be. So who qualifies to join, or do you, you know what?
Any organization that has as its primary mission service to people or visually impaired of any age, and you don't even have to be nonprofit. We have a few for-profit organizations who have belonged to. We also have individual associate memberships for people who are like consultants in the biz. And we also have people who have retired from the field have joined as individual members. So we hope you'll consider it. All the information is on our website, visionservealliance.org. Lots of great information there. And there are many benefits when you belong, but I encourage everyone I talk to about belonging to VisionServe. It's so you have a seat at the table with this national association, because together we're going to make a much bigger impact. So don't ask what we can do for you, but what you could do for the field kind of thing, right? It's an investment into bettering the lives of our blindness community.
That's great. Sheila, don't you think that's great that you can just be an individual that has something to do with blindness and join?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, what Lee just said is so true, because if you don't have a seat at the table, you're going to be part of the meal.
That's a good phrase.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. You know, I love the fact that VisionServe and the American Council have developed a great working relationship, because, you know, they're two very awesome, advocate organizations. And if we don't have advocacy, we don't have anything. So
that's right. Yeah, I'd say that's one of the biggest new things that VisionServe Alliance has always been involved in advocacy, but we stepped up our game after our conference in 2019. Where the members basically said, we want VisionServe, we want you to step up your game and be more involved and have somebody who's really driving this effort. So we have, first, Paul Schrader was our contracted senior advocacy director, and then Paul went on to accept a full-time job at the American Printing House, and we're thrilled for both of them. And so now we have an agreement with AER, and Mark Reichert, who is the director of AER, is also on contract with VisionServe Alliance to be our policy director. And as time goes on, we hope that we'll have revenue enough to have full-time staff dedicated to advocacy, because, as you know, it's a pretty big area.
And there's so much to advocate for.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you, Lee, for joining us. And your voice, it sounds like you need to rest your voice. Have some tea and honey.
Yeah.
Well, thank
that's
you.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. And thank you very much. I want to give another shout out to the radio program. I think you guys are doing a fantastic job. Happy anniversary. I think I missed that. That was last week, right?
Yep. Thank you so much. Yep.
Thank you, Lee. We love you. And please feel better. Feel better. But enjoy taking care of your grandchildren.
Yeah. I will certainly do that.
That's the best part.
Okey-dokey. Happy Mother's Day,
Lee. Happy Mother's Day.
Thanks for joining us.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Good night, Lee.
Good night, Lee.
All right. Chris, I'd like to go to break. We have many guests online for APH, so we want to get it all organized. We'll go to break now, and then we'll come back and talk to our guests. Okay, Chris?
Roger.
Let me call up for trivia. Let me call up for trivia. Nobody did.
Sorry, I didn't mean.
You're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-vision-serve.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right. For all you folks that are visually impaired or blind, you don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to KeystoneBlind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at LighthouseWorks.org/careers.
Protect your head from tree branches, signs, and anything your cane doesn't pick up with the Sunu Band, the first smart mobility aid for blind pedestrians.
It's very discreet. I can scan around with my wrist, and the vibrations tell me where the obstacles are in real time. It's like having an invisible cane for my upper body. It makes it easy to keep social distance, navigate crowds, following waiting lines, and more. On top of that, the free mobile app guides me to places, streets, and destinations step by step. The best part is I don't need to take my phone out of my pocket to use these features. Sunu Band is amazing.
Visit sunu.com and learn more. Use discount code BEYOND40 and receive $40 off your Sunu Band. That's sunu.com, S-U-N-U.com.
Looking for resources and services related to vision loss? The trained staff of the American Printing House for the Blind Connect Center Information and Referral Line are here to help. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit our website, aphconnectcenter.org, to access our community calendar, our directory of services, as well as our websites. The APH Connect Center, providing resources to guide children, parents, adults, and job seekers who are blind or visually impaired to greater independence and success in their lives. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit aphconnectcenter.org for more information.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, we're definitely back. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And see, Sheila,
Nobody knew your trivia song. Nobody knew it. No one called up. Nobody knows your trivia song.
You didn't give it a time to play, all right, Michael.
Okay, after we speak to APH, I'll play it again. Still, nobody was going to know it.
Speaking of APH, let me do the introduction here.
You interrupted me.
Oh, I did? Well,
absolutely.
Okay. Anyway.
That's because you're my wife. Is that because you're interrupting too?
All right. What are we doing here? Can I introduce
Okay.
Her?
You're all the right. boss. You're the boss.
Okie dokie. It's my pleasure to introduce for the first time on the air. We'd like to welcome Olea Landavilan, and she is the director of the APH Connect Center, which is part of the American Print House in Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville.
Welcome, welcome, Olea.
Welcome, Olea.
Yes, thank you so much.
And Olea, before we begin, I have two of your
team.
Now he's unmuted.
Okay,
okay.
Unmuted.
Everybody's
okay.
Everybody's unmuted now.
All right. First of all, Olea, would you please tell us, because a lot of people might not know who APH is. Right. Who is APH?
Exactly. Yeah, what is APH? What does that all stand for, right? Well, APH stands for American Printing House for the Blind. And American Printing House for the Blind, APH, has actually been in existence since the 1850s. So, I mean, I dare say we're one of the oldest, if not the oldest, organizations that is in existence who serve the blind, students who are blind or visually impaired. And now we're really expanding our reach, not only to students who are blind or visually impaired, but to young adults and adults who are blind or visually impaired.
Now you think you want seniors too?
Of course, and you got it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We definitely want to make sure that we are available to connect people with the resources and services that they need. And our mission and our goal is really to be that one-stop shop for individuals who are blind or visually impaired or who are in the process of possibly losing their vision, to come to the APH Connect Center. And our website is aphconnectcenter.org. And you, from there, it's like a world opens up to you to provide you with information to help you navigate your way through blindness and visual impairment, whether it's from birth to the age of 22, which is our school age, or beyond 22 and into the older population. Yes.
So listeners, listen to this. APH is now for you. So if you listen to this show, APH is for you now, because they handle now senior citizens. They have people who are visually impaired and people that have problems with their eyes just going blind. This is the organization you want to contact. APH. Yes, a big point. APH, you don't have to be living in Kentucky. You can live anywhere. That's is that correct?
That is correct. We serve, we're now expanding our reach not only from across the nation, but internationally as well. So, yes, you do not have to live in Louisville, Kentucky in order to access our information or services. That is absolutely correct. But again, you know, I am the director of the APH Connect Center, which is a new addition as of 2018. But believe me, the APH Connect Center does not function with me alone. I have a wonderful team of individuals who help provide all the information and updated services, information about services that's out there. And we have a couple of them on the phone, but I'll just give you a real quick overview, like the names of everybody who is on our team, and then I will make sure I point out the ones who are on the phone, and they can jump in as well to talk about their areas of specialty that we're just blessed to have in the APH Connect Center. So our team exists we have Joe Streche, who helps us with our Career Connect website. And Joe Streche is right now kind of on a hiatus. He's an executive producer for the Apple Plus TV show C. So he is there helping guide them through how to represent blind individuals in a positive way in a TV show. And so that's kind of what he does when he's not with us. And then we have Richard Rueda, who is also on the phone with us. And
hello.
And there's Richard.
Hi, Richard.
And he's
Yeah, he's actually one of our team members who is in California. So that's all, like, we have team members that span all across the nation. And on our team in particular, we've got Richard, and he also works on our Career Connect site. And his background is in transition age youth, and among other things, but he helps us quite a bit with that. And then we have Pris Rogers, who is on the phone as well. Pris, say hello.
Hey, guys.
And
hi,
Pris. Yeah, she has really been a part of Vision Aware when it belonged to the American Foundation for the Blind. And we are so lucky and thankful that she's still a part of Vision Aware now that it's kind of rolled over to the American Printing House for the Blind. And so she deals a lot with Vision Aware, and that is the website that has all that information for those of you who may be going blind or older individuals who are losing their vision. Vision Aware will be the site for sure for you to gain information from there. And then in addition to Pris, we have Melanie Pesco, and I don't think she's on the call. I don't see her name, but Melanie Pesco works with Pris Rogers very closely on the Vision Aware website. And then we also have Catherine Boxford, who is our digital strategist. And so she kind of helps with the content for all of the websites and making sure that we are meeting the needs of the people who we're serving. And she's not on the call tonight. And then for our information and referral line and directory of services, we have Alan Lovell, who is the coordinator of the information and referral hotline. I'm not sure if he's on or not, but we have him. And then I know Sharon is on, and Sharon also works for our information and referral hotline, which is that 1-800 number that you heard on during the break. Sharon, can you say hello?
Hello, it's good to be here.
Great, thank you. But yes, so anything, just let me know what you want me to talk about, Michael.
Okay, so first, now that everybody's confused with all these folks,
I know.
Let me ask a question.
Michael, might want to give out the phone number.
I'm going there, Sheila. That's where I'm going.
Gotcha.
That's where I'm going.
That would help. So people.
What I'm trying to say now that everybody's confused, just listen, folks. APH is for you.
That's right.
You, the listener. So if you are visually impaired, if you're going blind, if you are already blind, if you're a senior citizen, if you're a young, all the above, anybody and all the above, if you would like to know more about APH, if you would like to know more how they can help you, call them. So let me just say this to you. The first two people are going to call and ask any questions, we're giving you out a free T-shirt tonight. So if you call within the next couple days and say you're calling from Blind and Beyond Radio Show, they'll give you a free T-shirt for the first two people, only for the first two. First two people, next couple days, call in and you say Blind and Beyond Radio Show, they'll give you a free beautiful T-shirt from American Print House. It's a beautiful T-shirt.
Right.
So tell me, where do they call? What do they do? What's the story?
Okay, Sharon, do you want to take that?
Hang on, Sharon. You can also call right now to 407-894-1680, and they will give you a T-shirt. So,
yeah, if they call now, yes. If they call now and talk about APH, if they call right now, we'll give you a free T-shirt if you call right now. So that's the first two people call now on the phone number, direct number, or if you're going to call them direct, we'll give you two. So there's four people who get free T-shirts. Two calling the show right now, and two calling APH directly. So there's four people who possibly can get free, beautiful T-shirts. Beautiful. So, Sharon, you have information where the people can call because they're clueless. They have no idea where to call.
The information referral hotline number is 800-232-5463.
I want you to say it again nice and slow. 800 what?
232-5463.
Now,
I wanted to know Sharon's role.
One second. Is that on our webpage that they can look it up? Because then people, so it said so fast, they're going to forget the number already, the 800 line.
That's obviously on the Connect Center website, yes.
No, but I'm saying, is it on Blind and Beyond website?
Yeah, I believe so.
That 800 line? That 800?
Whatever link Alea gave me.
So was that given to us, that phone number?
Yes. That should have been there as well. And then, of course, in the commercials, it's on the commercials that you play during the break. And
that's the same phone number. Okay.
Yep, the exact same phone number.
I want you to shout it. Would you say the phone number again?
800-232-5463.
1-800-232-5463. One more time.
800-232-5463.
That's the number to call in to find out more about APH, see how they can help you. There's a lot of things. If you're vision impaired, blind, you're going vision impaired, whoever knows, you might want to know information. There's a good contact for you. APH is out there to help you. Okay?
Yep. So
first two people call in and say, Blind to Me on Radio Show, here's your free T-shirt. First two people. If you want to call in right now, phone number to call the show right now, 407-894-1680. If you want to call and ask anybody from APH any questions, now's the time to do it. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. If you want to call in right now and speak to them, now's the time.
Well, Leia, we have your team on, so why don't we find out a little bit of we have about 10 minutes to the top of the hour. So if you'd like to introduce them again, Richard and Chris and Sharon.
Well, not just introduce them.
Well, find out what their role is.
Right. Well, Sharon, who just answered, who was giving out the phone number, she works for the information and referral line. So when your listeners call to the information and referral line to get information about services in their states and their areas, Sharon will be one of the persons who answers the call and guides them through finding what they need in their area. So that and Sharon, by trade, her background is as a clinical psychologist. So we're very proud to have her with us for that.
So Sharon, let me ask you this question, Sharon. What are some of the questions somebody might ask you? So this way people know what kind of question they can ask.
Well, we get new questions every day, but the question might be, I'm having trouble seeing, what do I do? The question might be, how do I get a white cane? The question might be, where can I find companionship on this journey? The question might be, how can I read? How can I use a computer? All kinds of questions.
Okay, so if they're in a place, let's just say, not like Orlando, where there's, yeah, I was just going to say, so if they're in a place that, like Orlando has a lot of places where they can go for visually impaired, but you could be in some city that may not have any places near you, and then you can tell them where they can go, what they can
exactly
do, how APH can help you. Because you might be in some place in
Kalamazoo.
There's a city called Kalamazoo. Some cockamamie city. I'm not going to say Kalamazoo. There is a Kalamazoo in Michigan.
Yeah.
So
yep.
I'm going to say that's cockamamie right city.
There is.
Richard, did you have something to say? I see your picture.
Oh, no. I just said I like Kalamazoo. It's a fun town.
Okay. There you go.
Kalamazoo, Michigan. Yep.
What do you do, Richard, for the team?
Me, Richard.
I help with Under the Hood at Career Connect at aphcareerconnect.org. We job seekers who are blind looking for jobs, success stories, interviews. We have blogs, every tool imaginable to blind adults and transition age youth. We've got it over at Career Connect for the job seeker, for the curious, and even for employers. There are resources galore, and this site goes back over 20 years. Just a history of resources and things up there for the job seeker, young and old.
All right, so Richard, while you have the floor,
sure.
This is Sheila, and I'm going to ask you. So let's say you have a blind person in, let's just say, Colorado.
Yes.
And they know computer, but they're not 100% on top of current computer programming or computer usage, but they want to work. And they want to work remotely. So would APH be able to help them figure out how to navigate the system to find a job? Is that what you do?
We're not doing direct job placement, but we do have informational interviews. We have stories of how blind people have gotten jobs. Look at our own Sharon. She's working remote, and she was at the other end of that line not a few months ago. Right, Elia?
That's right. She actually called in to get help
about finding a job, and she actually then got a job with us.
Wow. That's really great.
We stole her. We were like, we're not
pretty,
sending you
That was a pretty
anywhere.
Wild story because I called in to find out how people could pass the test, you know, those scrolling typing tests that you have to pass to get into customer service.
Yeah.
And I kept, of course, getting rejected because I couldn't dictate, you know, record and then type that fast.
Right.
So that's how why I called in, and CAPTCHAs and other things that were driving me nuts. And here we are.
CAPTCHAs drive everybody nuts.
And how about Pris? He's not talking.
I was about to say, Pris, you know, with Vision Aware, there's like the Reader's Digest guide. There's our partnership with OIB TAC. But before Pris goes on, I just want to mention to Richard, he just got back from Hawaii, so he doesn't know this. But
Aloha.
We just started, I know, right? We just started a new partnership with Insight, which is part of National Industries for the Blind. And so through that partnership, they actually help place people in jobs. They have a job board. People can post their jobs there, submit their resumes there. So we are expanding how we are able to provide more services to individuals. So that is just another piece that we're adding to Career Connect. And so you just wanted to tack that on top, Richard, because I know Sheila asked that question about helping people place them in jobs. Well, now with our partnership, we're going to be able to help do that. So I just
I need an article for our newsletter for the Florida Council, because we always need good information to pass out to our members. So,
oh, well, please. Yeah. Just email Michael.
I'm happy to one of us. Yeah.
Yeah, let us know and email us.
I'll give you her email address.
Yes, absolutely. We'd be happy to help you with that.
Awesome.
But I want Pris to jump in here because she is a gold mine and a wealth of information about Vision Aware and our Reader's Digest guide and the partnership that we have with the Older Individuals Who Are Blind Technical Assistance Center. And I really want Pris to talk about that because I know your listeners, that is going to be, that's so valuable to them. So go ahead, Pris.
Thing. Vision Aware was set up so that we could provide information for people who are new to vision loss, and it has a lot of information about eye conditions, because a lot of times people really don't understand that when they go to the doctor and they don't know what's going on, and so they're seeking information. So they come to Vision Aware, and we have some of that information, but then we try to get them into what they really need to know about living with vision loss. So we have a section on everyday living skills. We have a section on recreation and leisure. We also have one on emotional support, including support groups and so forth. So we put a lot of work into trying to get a site that's pretty holistic in terms of the types of things that people might be looking for when they lose their vision. We also have a very strong peer support network of people who are visually impaired that we call our peer system, and they write blog posts about living with vision loss, all sorts of activities. It goes from the gamut of international travel to knitting, cutting up in the kitchen, cooking. So we have a whole variety of information there. We also have the Getting Started Guide, which is what Aliyah mentioned, which has tips for living with vision loss, and it's available in a large print format. It can be downloaded, or you can ask for a copy to you. We also have parts of it recorded, I think, on the information line that Sharon mentioned as well. And we have a partnership with the Mississippi State OIB TAC, and that's the Older Blind Technical Assistance Center. And they oversee or work with all of the services throughout the country that serve older people with vision loss. And so it's been a very beneficial partnership, and they have just started a new campaign called Time to Be Bold. And the idea is, through this information that they have, people can find services. And so they have go back to our directory of services. They also go back to the Connect Center so that people like Sharon can help people. But they want people to find this help, because that's one of the biggest problems that we have in this country, that when people, especially older people, lose their vision, they do not know where to turn. And so that's what we're trying to do, is to get information out so people aren't sitting around on their hands being scared and not knowing what to do. That's a major, major impetus that we have. And
I have to interrupt right now. This is Michael. My story is very simple. What you just said happened to me. When I was 65, I went blind. Fact. When I went blind, the doctor basically dismissed me. Okay, you're blind. Goodbye. But wait a minute. My first thought is, where do I go from here? What do? Who do I see? I knew nothing about a lighthouse, nothing about a cane. I knew nothing about nothing. The doctor never said, well, you have to do this, you have to do that. They say you're nothing. They tell you you're blind, and that's it. Now what do? So make a long story short, that's why it's great to know who you are, APH, because people like myself don't know APH existed, don't know about the lighthouse, don't know different things. So the point is, I got lucky. I have a sighted wife. She played detective, and playing detective, she found out. But a lot of people don't have a sighted person with them. And if you don't have a sighted person who plays detective, you don't know what to do. Someone like myself, I was dismissed into the world, being blind, don't know what to do, don't know what to do. And I guess you say people listen to this radio show, we call them disenfranchised. They don't belong to anywhere. They don't belong to AFB. They don't belong to NFB. They don't belong to APH. They don't belong to nowhere. And this is why we exist, to tell people about APH, to tell people, here's where you go to APH, and they'll help you. They'll tell you where to go. They'll tell you what to do. Am I right, folks?
Let me ask you guys a question. Because
we have 2 minutes to the top of the hour.
I know, and my question is quick. If someone wanted you to come to a convention and do a presentation on APH and what they offer, are you available to do that?
Absolutely. We are available to go to any convention, any meetings. Absolutely. We want to get out there and get information to the people who absolutely need it, so that they know they're not alone.
That's great.
And they can reach out to us anytime.
Well, thank you, Olay. And Chris and Richard and Sharon, it was great meeting everybody.
Awesome.
And we look forward to having
you back. Give the phone number
tonight. I don't know. What's the phone number?
800-232. I don't remember the last four, but
232. I got that part.
232-5463.
5463. So it's 800.
I will remember.
232-5463. 1-800-232. 5463.
Well, thank you, everybody, and happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Really quickly, I know we have like less than a minute.
Yeah.
If you go to our website, the aphconnectcenter.org, you can access previous webinars that have gone on. We have a diabetes series going on, diabetes and blindness. We just had a movie screening of the Going Blind documentary, and so please visit that website, and you can start getting help now. But as well, make sure you call us. And we are we're here for everyone to get them the help they need.
You guys are great. We appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. And thanks for joining us.
We're going to go to break.
Thank you, everybody. Okay. Good night.
Bye. Good night, folks. Good night. Thanks, APH, for being on board.
Thank you so much.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.